Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Sai Parenterals Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations that the company has on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Today, we have with us Mr. Anil Kumar Karusala, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Mark Chalbon, Chief Executive Officer, NewMed, Mr. Anil Kumar, Chief Financial Officer. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anil Kumar Karusala, Chairman and Managing Director, for the opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ryan. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our first earnings call as a listed company. At the first outset, I would like to welcome all our shareholders who have joined us after our IPO. We are grateful for the confidence placed in Sai Parenterals and proud to have thousands of new shareholders become part of our journey. Financial year 26 has been a transformational year for the company. Alongside a successful public listing, we completed the acquisition of Australian-based NewMed Pharmaceuticals, significantly expanding our capabilities, market access, and growth opportunities. Let me briefly introduce Sai Parenterals as it stands today. We operate through an integrated pharma platform built around three complementary growth engines, the first one being our rapidly growing CDMO export business, where we partner with customers across product development, technology transfer, and commercial manufacturing under long-term agreements. The second, our Australia and New Zealand platform through NewMed Pharmaceuticals, which provides access to a regulated market, long-standing relationships with leading pharmacy chains, and one of the largest private label OTC portfolios in Australia. Third is our branded formulation business, which provides a stable operating base and customer relationships across domestic markets. The acquisition of NewMed is perhaps the significant strategic milestone in our journey. It transforms Sai from a manufacturing-led business into a global IP-led platform with capabilities spanning product development, manufacturing, regulatory filings, and last-mile commercialization. Additionally, through NewMed Pharmaceuticals, we gained access not only to Australia and New Zealand markets but also to a growing base of 451 IP dossiers that can be leveraged across multiple export markets, accelerating product launch timelines from 18-24 months to 6-9 months. An equally important aspect of the acquisition is vertical integration. Today, NewMed outsources a significant portion of its manufacturing requirements. As our Australian manufacturing facility becomes operational in Q4 FY27, we intend to progressively internalize a meaningful portion of this production, significantly improving margins, enhancing supply chain control, and strengthening customer relationships. This represents a major value creation opportunity in FY28. Coming to financial year 26, this has been a year of strong execution across multiple fronts. We secured new long-term CDMO export contracts, deepened our engagement with customers, and witnessed a significant growth in our export business. Today, more than 50% consolidated revenue comes from long-term supply contracts in regulated markets. During the financial year 26, we got approvals for 88 dossiers across regulated and emerging markets, while NewMed added a further 5 dossiers in Australia in Q4 FY26. In addition, 67 dossiers are currently under development at SAI in various stages, and they are expected to be commercialized during financial year 27 and financial year 28, providing strong visibility for future growth. These dossiers represent the outcome of several years of investment in R&D. As we enter into financial year 27, our priorities are very clear. First, the completion of 440 crore ongoing CapEx program started with NewMed. This includes the capacity expansion and EU GMP upgrades in India, commercialization of the Adelaide facility in Australia to support vertical integration and long-term supply agreements, and the establishment of a dedicated R&D center focused on formulation development and dose creation in India. Second, deeper integration of NewMed and the realization of synergies across the group between SAI and NewMed. These are the milestones we believe investors should track closely over the next 12 months. Importantly, none of the ongoing CapEx projects, the 440 crore CapEx program, are expected to contribute to FY27 financial performance, as most of these facilities will be commissioned towards the end of the year. Our financial year 27 outlook is therefore supported by the execution of existing long-term contracts, commercialization of new dossiers, increasing contribution from NewMed, and continued momentum in our CDMO export business. Based on these drivers, we are getting a revenue of 750 crore for the financial year 27, with an EBITDA margin in the range of 17% in FY27. While FY27 will be a year of execution, we believe financial year 28 will be the year when the full impact of our investments begins to reflect in our financial performance. By then, the majority of our ongoing CapEx program is expected to be operational. The new Australian facility expanded capacities, European GMP compliant infrastructure, and dedicated R&D center will all be contributing to the revenue, margin expansion, and thereby the profitability. We will move from a phase of building assets to phase of monetizing them. As these assets scale up, we expect operating leverage, vertical integration benefits, and increasing monetization of our intellectual property portfolio to drive growth and profitability. Further, our vertically integrated business model in Australia, a long-term customer relationships, and differentiated IP portfolio provides a high degree of certainty and sustainability to our revenue and profit growth over the next 3 to 4 years. With that, I would like to thank everyone for joining us today. I will now hand over the call to our CEO, NewMed Pharmaceuticals, Mr. Mark Kilbourn, to discuss in greater detail. Thank you. Over to you, Mark.
Thank you, everybody, and thank you for joining the call. As Anil has explained, the vertical integration between SAI Parentals and NewMed Pharmaceuticals is instrumental to our platform of growth. This vertical integration has already begun with the SAI Parentals facility in India providing NewMed Pharmaceuticals a number of its intellectual property dossiers for supply into Australia. In the expansion of this integration, SAI will then be performing the process of providing our facility in Australia to start with by the end of Q4 this financial year, a bulk tablet position to be able to supply and the demand of our various customers' needs in Australia. with NewMed in Australia having two of its major customers in the top 20 ASX-listed customers, being Wesfarmers Health with the Priceline private label banner and their generic banner in pharmacy health, and the EBOS group with Terry White Chemmart, and also covering across their generic brand with Pharmacy Choice. These two networks on its own accord in Australia cover across, out of the 5,500 pharmacies, 2,100 pharmacies integrated into our business from direct supply. With this has also enabled us to increase through the R&D centre our expansions through our branded network on supplying such organisations as Inova with brands of Demazine and Duratus into Australia. So from this integration, we will be able to increase base our revenue margins and stabilise, obviously, profitability, whilst also increasing the platform of distribution on a turnkey solution in Australia. Australia's format on its turnkey solution is from owning the IP to manufacturing the product to releasing the product and also distributing the product on behalf of the client. This is the only organisation in Australia that does the full turnkey solution for its multinational customers at this point in time. In relation to do with the entire uplift of the business, this is also then supported by Site in the integration between our costing basis on being able to utilise such facilities as packaging, raw material requirements and sourcing of API and active ingredients throughout its expansive network. That's probably covered across the most of the dynamic that allows the increase in the expansion in relation to do with the CapEx portfolio that Sci and UNED have placed together. On that note, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your time, and I'll pass you over to Anil Kumar, our CFO.
Thank you, Anil and Mark. Good afternoon, everyone. I take this opportunity of going through the financial performance for FY 2026, beginning with standalone business, and then discussing the consolidated results following our acquisition of NewMed. FY 26 was a strong year for the standalone business and reflects the progress we have made in expanding our CDMO business and exports and strengthening customer relationships across regulated markets and emerging markets. Standalone revenues for FY26 stood at about 162 crores, representing a growth of 30%, and EBITDA increased to about 33 crores, which is about 21% of revenues. And PAT grew to about 17 crores, reflecting a growth of 64% over FY25. Then moving to consolidated results, FY26 marks a major milestone for the company following the acquisition of NewMed, which was completed on 12th November 2025. Accordingly, NewMed's financials have been consolidated from the date of acquisition, which do not reflect a full year contribution, but effective from 12th November 2025. During quarter four of FY26, which reflects the full quarter of consolidation of our foreign subsidiaries, NewMed revenue, including NewMed, the revenue stood at rupees 198 crores with the EBITDA at 29 crores, which is at 15% EBITDA over revenue, and a PAT of 13 crores, which reflects about 6.6% of revenue. Consolidated revenues for FY26 stood at 381 crores, which represents a 133% growth, while EBITDA stood at 47 crores, registering a growth of about 18%. The consolidated numbers reflect about close to 4.5 months of contribution from NeoMed, as well as continued momentum in our CDMO export business. Turning to working capital, our working capital profile reflects the nature of a growing pharmaceutical business operating across multiple markets. One of the key benefits of our transition towards CDMO business is improved working capital efficiency. These businesses operate on long-term contracts and shorter receivable cycles. As CDMO exports increase their contribution to revenue, we expect our working capital cycle to improve over the next few quarters. The company is currently executing a growth CapEx program focused on capacity expansion and upgradation in India as well as Australia and establishment of a new R&D center. All the projects remain on track and are expected to be completed during FY 2027. The company is executing a 440 crores growth capex program. Out of this, about 111 crores is being deployed towards capacity expansion and EU GMP upgrades at our manufacturing facilities in India. This funding is being done entirely through the IPO proceeds. In addition, there is 18 crores being invested towards establishing a dedicated R&D center in India. This investment is also being funded through the IPO proceeds. As part of the acquisition, we took ownership of the Adelaide Manufacturing Facility Expansion Project in Australia, which involves a total planned capex investment of about 53 million or 311 crores. The project has received grant of almost AUD 20 million from the Federal Australian Government. The balance is being funded through a combination of debt and internal accruals. We spent almost about $40 million has been invested in the project till date. So all major projects remain on track and are expected to be completed during FY27. FY27 therefore remains an investment year for us. By FY28, we expect all these projects to be operational and contribute meaningfully to revenues and profitability. As a result, capital expenditure intensity should reduce significantly and focus will shift towards utilization, operating leverage, and returns on invested capital. Our balance sheet remains well positioned to support our growth plans. Following the successful IPO and fresh capital infusion, we have significantly strengthened our capital base. As of March 26, the total debt stood at about 319 crores, comprising of 90 crores of long-term borrowings and 229 crores of short-term borrowings. FY27 is expected to be the peak year of debt for the group as we complete our ongoing capex programs. However, these assets will begin contributing to earnings and cash flows. We expect debt levels to decline from FY28 onwards. Even at peak debt level, the group's debt-equity ratio is comfortable at about 0.6 times. Overall, FY26 has been a milestone for Sai Parenterals. We have delivered strong standalone performance, successfully integrated transformation acquisition, and laid the foundation for our next phase of growth. With that, I request the moderator to open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants who wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the first question from the line of Vihan Bagri from Umayo Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes. Yeah. Good evening.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. So my first question is regarding the profit before tax. So what is the reason behind the degrowth of profit before tax in spite of revenue doubling year on year?
So you are referring to the consolidated financial statements, or you are referring to Sai standalone financial statements?
The consolidated.
Because in Sai standalone accounts, the profit before tax is at 18.85 crores, and FY25 is about 14.4 crores.
Okay. Sorry for that. So my second question is regarding the NewMed plant and how much time would it take for it to ramp up?
So in relation to Mark speaking, so, in relation to the NewMed plants, the plant is in the process now of beginning TGA commissioning. So the internal process of the plant, clean rooms, HVAC, water ring, power ring, clean rooms, and equipment are all in train. Commissioning of validation shall commence in October, November of this year, with the starting point being on packing on solid dose and moving into liquids manufacturing through quarter one of the Australian calendar year. So that's your last quarter of January through to March of next year. TGA license is expected to be commissioned and up and flowing no later than the 31st of March next year.
All right. And my last question is regarding the strategic execution priorities for the company. What are the top three priorities for the company in terms of strategic execution?
As I explained to you, so we have the three top priorities is our CDMO, which we were effectively planning to in delivering growth for the markets. We worked on three platforms, which I have explained to you in detail in my presentation. So starting with the first thing is our CDMO business, which we are rapidly growing export business, where we partner with customers across product development, technology transfer, and commercial manufacturing under long-term agreement. That's our first priority. The second priority is now the integration of our Australian and New Zealand platforms, which will start giving us the regulated pharmaceutical market more exposures and more business. And we have a long-standing relationship with the leading pharmacy chains across Australia and across Australia, because it's one of the largest private label OTC portfolio. So the integration between Australia and SAI is one of the top priorities for us, where we can add more value in terms of manufacturing to NewMed, and NewMed adds more value to us in terms of marketing. So, and the third important is our branded formulation business, which provides us a stable operating base as of now. And still we are going with increase in customer relationship across domestic markets. However, our main preference is growing the CDMO export business. It will be our top priority.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best for your future.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Hidal Sangvi from Pioneer Investcorp. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening.
Good evening.
Congratulations on a good set of numbers and good listing. So my question is, could you provide us a breakup of the... Could you provide us a breakup of the CAPEX which is being planned in India and Australia, including the amount that has already been deployed?
Yes. As we have briefed up in the opening remarks, we have planned for about 110 crores of CapEx in size, plus there is an additional CapEx investment of 18 crores in R&D. Now, both these are getting funded through IPO proceeds in India. For the Neumed facility, the CapEx expected is about $53 million. Now, AUD $53 million, and this is being funded through $20 million of grants, which has come from federal Australian government and a combination of debt and CapEx. We have already incurred about close to 40 million AUD on the investments of CapEx. So the balance CapEx would be funded and commercialized by the Q4 of FY 2026. Sorry, FY 2027. Q4 of FY 2027.
It would be funded internal, with the internal accruals.
So this is for the Australian entity?
This 311 crores, what we were talking is for the Australian entity, and 110 crores we will be investing on the two injectable plants, which we were upgrading it to European GMP, and we are upgrading the Australian approved plant in India, with an additional dosage forms, which will be completed by end of the year.
Okay. And what would be the incremental revenue that would be expected to be generated?
For the year FY 2027, ma'am, we don't see any incremental revenue coming out of this. As I explained to you, we are not seeing any incremental revenue coming out of this investment of the CapEx investment, because all the CapEx investments are going to be completed by end of the FY 2027, that is in the fourth quarter. So the impact of this will be coming up in the FY 2028 and FY 2029. So we have right now target given a guidance revenue for only this year. Once this is completed, basing on our molecules filing and the approvals, we will be presenting the guidance for the next year at the end of this quarter, at the end of this year. For FY 2027, without any CapEx coming in, CapEx coming in, this not from CapEx, only just organic addition of Neumed and Sai, we are targeting a revenue of 750 crore with an EBITDA margin of 17%, with heavy high H2, because usually our Q3 and Q4 will be little heavy than H1 and H2. Sorry, Q1 and Q2. Our Q3, Q4 will be little heavy in the 750 crore top line revenue.
Okay. And the last question would be, any idea on what would be the working capital requirement for that incremental revenue?
Generally, as a pharma business, we would look at about 25% of revenue, additional revenues as the working capital requirement. So as we scale up businesses, we would look at working capital requirement of about 25%-30% range.
Okay.
Largely to be funded either through internal accrual and then through the-
Okay.
Fine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Sivarama Krishna, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen your consolidated turnover for the last quarter in the financial year 2026 is 198 crores. Even if you annualize that, that itself should add up to 800 crores. Why are you being very conservative in terms of guiding the revenue at 750 and not 800 crores? Point number one. And, the fourth quarter EBITDA is about 29 crores, which roughly is about 14.6% of the revenue, but you're projecting about 17% EBITDA on about 750 crores of revenue. I mean, where is this additional 2.4% EBITDA margin going to come from? I mean, going to be more profitable products that are going to come in? What exactly is the situation? And in the profit figure of 2026, I mean, I've seen some tax write-back, I mean, deferred tax or whatever it is. What exactly is that, about 7.2 crores or whatever it is? So if you could clarify, so.
Yeah. Thank you, Sriram Krishnagaru. I'll just answer your first two questions, and then I'll give my to CFO for answer the last deferred questions. As I explained in my last our business have Q3 and Q4 little heavy when compared to Q1 and Q2. So that's the reason in Q4, usually we see 40-60. If you see the first H1, it will be 40. Q2 will be 60. Generally, I'm generalizing the number. It's not exact appropriate, but it will be around 40-60. So that's the reason you see there's a higher number of 198 crores in Q4. Otherwise, in H1, there will be little low when compared to the H2. So that's the moderation where we have done. And that's the reason we have come up with 750 crores conservative number. But going forward, in the next quarter, when we declare the results, we will review ourselves once more, and we will come up with any incremental thing. We'll come up with if anything is there more, we will definitely come up with the numbers. Number two, the second question is about EBITDA margin of 14.5%, roughly around 14.6%, and how it is going up to 17%. So, Shivram Garu, this NewMed integration, which we have done in Q4. Now, NewMed, as I told you in my statement also, NewMed currently is getting manufactured its products from various CMO manufacturers across India. So what we are going to do is, like for example, most of these facilities, most of these products will start shifting it to our own manufacturing inside, which will give the impact of that additional margin coming in into NewMed. And NewMed also is going to start, base impact is already created. Now they're going to crop up from there. And the last quarter, that is Q4, their own manufacturing is going to start. As of today, NewMed is dependent on manufacturing from outside. By Q4, the manufacturing will shift, some part of it, little bit of manufacturing starts shifting into the own manufacturing. So the backward integration starts the last quarter, and then thereon in 28, it will be the full integration. So the additional business which is going to come from the manufacturing will create additional revenue, and also the integration between Sai and NewMed is also going to create an extra margin in terms of the products which we are currently manufacturing from outside.
Yeah. Mr. Shivankishan, to answer your third question, I think you're right. There are two components of the tax being shown negative. One is the deferred tax asset being created. Second is the company has moved from the old tax regime to the new tax regime. The earlier the company was paying a basic tax rate of 25%, now it will pay about 22%. So to that extent, the tax has come down. The second is on account of deferred tax asset being created, and that's why the tax is being shown as a negative line. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Sriram Garu.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we take that as the last question and conclude the question answer session. I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you very much for everyone for participating in this first earnings call as a listed company. And I thank you very much, and I'm very grateful for the confidence placed in our company. And we are proud to have all the new shareholders become a part of our journey. And we will live to the expectations of the market. And we hope you trust us and you follow us very closely for our future engagements. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of Sai Parentals Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.